On the night of September 30th, Ryan Young was hit by an SUV, which sped off. The 26-year-old Menasha man landed on his head, spent 2 weeks in the hospital, and is now unable to continue his career in construction. His long-term memory suffers, and he's gone deaf in one ear. Worse, Young says, when the owner of the SUV was tracked down, he denied being behind the wheel. Police found another potential driver who also denied hitting Young.
So as of right now, it was kind of a ghost drive or ghost-driven vehicle. There was no driver, and there's nothing that can be done. The state of Wisconsin does not have any laws holding the owner of the vehicle accountable for hitting a pedestrian.
But there could be such a law soon. Representative Steve Wickert of Appleton introduced a bill that was unanimously approved by the Assembly Judiciary Committee this week. His proposed law would mean car owners must take responsibility for lending out their vehicles. Wickert says owners would either have to fess up to the hit and run or tell authorities who did it.
If he admits it, well, he was the driver, then he's accountable. But if they weren't, then they need to tell the police officers who indeed was, or they'll have to suffer a fine or a forfeiture.
Ryan Young is still recuperating, but is saddled with more than $100,000 in hospital bills. He says the hit and run measure is long overdue.
This may not help my wife and I, but at least it'll spare someone in the future.
Representative Wickert hopes to speed the bill through the full legislature before the end of the session later this month. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.